Yeah, I mean, we've played some good stuff at times. I thought Newcastle, Everton, you know, West Brom, we've, you know, super stuff. But at home, we've not really had periods where, not just playing good stuff and creating chances, but actually looking solid, you know, looking defensively sound as well, which, you know, we've conceded silly goals. And I thought we put that right, even though we conceded so early. That sounds daft, I suppose. But I thought the defence today played, that's as good as I've seen us.
What was your feeling when the free kick from Jurnek hit the back of the net?
Here we go again. You know, silly goal, and everything we've worked on this week out the window after 2 or 3 minutes. But we've done well in training, you know, in the international break. We managed to work with the back lads, and yeah, I mean, probably Kells is a little bit cold because Mariappa got injured yesterday in training, so he's come in and he's probably didn't do as much as what the other lads did in the shape, you know. But I thought after that, I thought Kells did well, so I've no complaints.
Even though you conceded that early goal, your team showed great character to come back from 1-0 down. Did you always sense that Liverpool were defensively vulnerable?
Well, I said to our forwards before the game and yesterday, if our four forwards play well, we've got a great chance of beating anybody. They've been below par, should we say, in the last three games, and we've never looked like doing what we've done today. But today, I thought they were a handful for anybody in the Premier League today. And when they play like that, we've always got a chance because we're not bad in defence or midfield.
Yannick Bolasie only came back, only trained on Saturday, it's only yesterday, but yet made a massive impact today.
Yeah, he did, and that's how he is. He's just a great kid, really. I mean, he'd play for fun if he wanted. You know, that's how he just comes in training, big smile on his face, never says no to anything, and. It's lovely to see him running with the ball. It's a fabulous, you know, because, like I say, you don't know what he's going to do next. But there's always something, you know, and I said to him, don't worry about losing it, because the way you are going to lose it, but keep going, and he does keep going.
Big win for you, Neil, and great for confidence, you know, to beat one of the big boys, and you're out of the bottom three. Has that performance now set a standard, do you think, that the players, that you can say to the players, look, you know, you've got to match that every time if you can?
I think the players know what I expect, really, you know. I think that we've been working hard for weeks, really. And we haven't had the rub of the green a lot of the time. But the lads, you know, they've got knocked a little bit because, you know, things went so well last year after a pretty abysmal start, didn't they, really? So, you know, there's reasons. It's a difficult time when the manager left and all that and to come in. But, you know, we've regrouped and you know, they know that we're trying to strengthen the squad. We are a bit thin on the ground. But, you know, if you've got lads giving you things like that today, you can't ask anyone. And the fans, I mean, it's a special place, isn't it, for the fans, the noise they generate.
I just wanted to mention them, actually, and the part they play in your home games. And I was just wondering as well, I know you weren't here at the end of last season for that 3-3 draw, but whether...
I hit one on the roof, though, at the home. I was in coma watching that. I actually jumped up and hurt myself for the third goal. But we were all there. You know, I think everybody around the country.
Yeah, but I was wondering whether that almost played a part today. So you get back to 1-1 and there's a sort of feeling goes around the ground that it's on. Do you know what I mean?
I just wondered when Jedernak's free kick went in, if the ground were thinking, oh, no, not 3-3 again. But fortunately, not to be.
Neil, in regards to individual performances, I mean, I think Dwight Gayle took his chance today. I think people say, make sure you leave everything on the pitch. I think he did, didn't he?
Absolutely. And I said to him, you know, one or two of my coaching staff said, he might last an hour because he's not played a full game. And I said to him and Chamak at half-time, you two got to play the 90 minutes today. All this faffing about with 60 minutes, you know, they're good enough to do that. And, you know, he's chasing one full-back and a centre-half in the 92nd minute. Both of them, you know, that's what we need. That's a minimum, really. Like I say, that's more of a Neil Warnock team. You know, we didn't leave anything on the pitch, did we?
And players, three of the players, you know, with non-league experience who've come through show that, you know, you can actually make it in this game, starting at a very low base, him, Yannick, Jason.
Absolutely, yeah, and they're all good lads. We know we're limited a little bit, but, you know, when we played some fabulous football, it must have been good to watch, and, you know, we were lucky not to score more goals, I felt.
And you've said that you feel that you should have more points at this stage going before this game. Is a performance like that, is a reaction to going behind early against the Liverpool like that, almost a kick-start potential?
I think so. I mean, I would imagine everybody around the country, especially the bottom half of the table, will have been seeing the goal go in and say, oh, good, thank goodness, get in there. But I think we've shown that we're not going to lie down lightly. We've got some good players. We've got difficult games. You know, Swansea, best team I've seen this season. We're away to them next week. So we have got difficult games, but it's great when you get 3 points, because it's hard to get 3 points at the Premier League.